What's up, people? This is Pirigo, the show in which we talk about stuff that happened or came to our minds last week. And I am your host, Pirigo.
And I'm your host, Claudia.
Hello, Claudia. How are you?
I'm fine. You?
I'm great. Feeling 1 year older.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I know.
I didn't sleep well, I think. So, what do you want to tell us about? No, what do you want to tell us today, Claudia?
Okay, let's go. So, today I want to talk about bucket lists. Do you know what is it?
Bucket list, yes.
Yeah, I know that you're almost 30, and actually me too. And we like under 30, this type of people, this age group. And in general, I think that bucket lists, that this is really, I don't know, useless or unuseful or all words that say that it has no sense. In general, it's okay. Just a stupid thing.
But sorry for interrupting. What is bucket list?
This is a list of I don't know, action activities. What you want to do before you die, or before some age, or before some moment in your life. It's really kind of popular thing, like 100 things what I want to do before I die, or what I want to make through all my life, or it will be a list like for children, or I don't know, for young persons who like what I want to do until the end of the school or something like this, before the prom or
like jump from a plane with parachute or without Seattle Tower.
This is a concept when you create a list with some activities or plans or goals or something like this, and you like, this is my bucket list. It's so inspiring, or it's so motivated, or something like this. Yeah, and I think in general it's really useless and unuseful thing, and it has no sense. But sometimes I think it can be fun. And actually, I want to talk about this today. And my thoughts, it's like, I think the most people kind of come up with ideas for their bucket lists in two ways. First, they thought about it when they were young, and maybe it was cool and pretty interesting to create a list of what you want to do in your life. But I think it's it can be clear, because when you're a child, you can't imagine all opportunities, all options for you, for your life. Or maybe, or even you can't imagine all technology or some usual stuff which will be actual after 20 years when you will be grown up, and how you can make a full list of really actual cool stuff which you, I don't know, which not modern.
Don't understand. Do you think that bucket lists are static things that you can change them throughout the course of your life?
No, of course you can change, but now we talk
not
about
change, but
one
add
way.
Something, some things. You know?
Yeah, of course you can, but right now I'm talking about how it started, how it started. I think there are two ways. One way, it comes when you're young and, I don't know, pretty, I don't know, romantic and maybe curious one, and you're like, oh, I need to make something like this. Okay. And yeah, I think at that point, your bucket list can't be full, or can be, you know, yeah, full enough. Mm-hmm. And I think if you work on this, your bucket list, when you're like already grown up person, but it can be made by I don't know, someone who do not understand anything, and you're like, okay, maybe this is not cool, I can cross out this point, and but it's not cool, or you're like, oh, it doesn't matter, or this is too, and okay, maybe add something new. It's not good. There are some rules, and you should respect your past. Okay.
So, yeah, and sorry, let me clear something. Mm-hmm. So it's not cool if you are grown up right now, yeah, but you cross out things that you didn't do, but that you put in the list when you were a teenager.
Yeah, because for me, it sounds like.
So you must do respect things that you put into bucket list.
You should.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, because it's a list, and if you work on it, you should work on full of it, or you should just, I don't know, delete all and start the new one. And this is the other situation, but if you work on your old bucket list, like the original one,
mm-hmm.
you should be respectful for this.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and actually, yeah, I think that the 90%, okay, maybe it's too much, maybe 70% of this situation, of this list, of like all of them, are I don't know, stupid one, and actually has no sense, and I think people just forgot about it. Like, okay, the small me creates something, who cares, whatever, and then just forgot about it. But I have one friend, I actually asked a lot of my friends about bucket lists and situation in their life in this topic, and one of my friends, he told me that he has this bucket list, and he made it when he was at 7th grade at school, mm-hmm. and he he actually watched a film, Bucket List, and it was so inspiring, and he decided to make his own, but actually it was close to the original movie bucket list.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, he also said that he's still checking this list like every year or something like this, and he still like it, and I'm actually impressed, kind of, but I don't know, I can't imagine. Yeah. This type of way of bucket list. And I think that there are one more situation when people may ask themselves what they want to do and make this list. And I think it comes at the... this part of your life when You may be not confident enough or feel how fast your time moves.
When you're 30 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean this. And it's always near some age point, for example, 30, or for some people it can be 33, you know, this mysterious age, or maybe 27, like Rockstar, or something like this. You got it, yeah?
Okay, you are either die from drugs, or you create a bucket list.
Yeah, I think it comes when you're kind of near the crisis or something like this.
Oh, your in own. The crisis. And you're trying to get through it.
Yeah, and yeah. I think the people really thinking about and about this. And when they close to some age. And it sounds like something important for them, yeah, and it kind of helps, and you can make a list of things which are really important for you or for your society or something like this, and you like, okay, I need to do so many things before 30. Before 30, for example. Okay, yeah. Or maybe these people, they found it out that they maybe haven't have enough interesting life, not enough interesting stories, or they didn't make a lot of important decision in their life, and they like, we need to hurry up and make something. And they make a kind of fast bucket list, like hurry up bucket list, and try to complete it all like at 1 month or like 1 month before 30 or 1 week or, and it's stupid and crazy too, I think. And I remembered there is one episode in one of my favorite show from my childhood or something like this. It's a serial Scrubs. We talk about it already in another situation. Yeah, and this show about doctors who work in hospitals, and it's kind of sitcom, like Friends or Office, and yeah, and this type of TV show. The JD, it's the main character of
the
show. JD, it's John Dorian, but everyone calls him JD. Like JD, DJ, okay.
Not JD. A musician.
No, not Jay-Z, just two letters. the main character, he, at that episode, he realized that he hasn't done anything in his life, and he almost 30 that moment. So he signed up for a triathlon, when you have a 3 parts
of what part?
Sport. Swimming, running, cycling.
Yep, that's correct.
Yep. Thank you, Scrubs. I know only because of this. it was one of the things on his bucket list. He just found it and, oh, I need to do anything from this. It's my old one, bucket list from high school or something like this. I need to do anything. And it's a really super cute and great episode about, I don't know, growing older. And but it's sad and actually looks stupid, but it's so real when people start to do something like this. And he told with his friends, and he said, "We do not do anything from our list," and they, "Actually, no, we have a family, we have this and this, and we've been in Europe," or something like this. And he's, "When? We were together all this time." And and he's kind of sad. But at the end, it is fine. Yeah.
In the end, he complete the
trial? After the 5 hours when it ends, but he, in general, he complete.
Okay, he, awesome.
It's not about record, it's about, I don't know, just do something.
The achievement.
He almost die, actually.
I completely understand it, because I would definitely die if I tried to complete triathlon.
Without prepare, without just any. So, Peria, I already told that we are under 30, almost 30, and
there
it's sad.
There is no need to repeat it.
It's sad. So...
I'm not sad.
My question.
I'm happy.
It's just my feelings.
Okay.
So my question. Do you have something like bucket list, or have you ever thinking about it?
Yeah. I have one question, because you were saying like, I've asked all my friends about their bucket lists, and I was sitting here like, are we friends or not? Because I don't remember you asking me about bucket lists.
It was my preparation for our show, and
okay,
I'm
joking.
Ask. Now this is the question for you. Finally.
Okay,
this
finally.
Is it.
No, I don't have a bucket list.
And have you ever thinking about it?
No, but I think that I should have a bucket list.
Okay.
Yeah, because
okay.
Some people they live more actively than me, for example. And it's their lifestyle, but my lifestyle is more concentrated on work and studying. But I think
boring.
I should have some list that would remind me to have some breaks from work and studying, and maybe more travel, more do some things that I wanted to do in my life. Because this summer I wanted to try wakeboarding, and guess what? I didn't try it. Of course, because what did I do all the summer? Work. I was working.
Okay, I'm actually not surprised right now that you that you haven't bucket list.
That you're walking board.
And no. And I'm ready to help you and all of our listeners, actually. I just Googled some, and the first link about 1 million ideas for bucket list.
Awesome, that's what
it's,
I need.
Yeah, of course it's stupid enough, but let's start with it calls 10 points for like simple bucket list, and let's start with this, and it's quite simple, actually, like graduate high school, and I'm okay.
Yeah, done.
Go to college, I'm okay. And then fall in love, get married, find a job, have a fulfilling career, have kids, and then 8 point, buy a horse. And I'm like, simple one. And then after buy a horse, become a grandparent. And I'm okay. Okay.
Become a grandparent?
Yeah.
Okay.
before horse you have kids, then buy a horse, then become a grandparent.
Yeah, because the time span between having kids and grandkids, it's at least 18 years. Yeah, so that's why you need horse, and I think they live quite long.
No, yeah, yeah, and okay. What else? What else I have? The fun bucket list. And the first point in this fun bucket list is first, learn to play chess. And I'm so fun. Thank you. Thank you, fun bucket list. okay, what
you
else
know what?
I have?
Mm. We need to come up with a bucket list for each other.
Mm.
Three steps.
Okay, yeah.
Only three things until this year ends. And if some of us don't complete it, we should pay like 1,000 euros, okay?
Okay. Yeah, it's not actually a bucket list, it's a challenge.
Bucket challenge, okay.
Ice bucket challenge. Do you remember?
Yes. I'm old enough, I remember.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Yeah, and what else? I really find a lot of lists, and it was kind of how it calls not individual, I forgot the word when you're unique bucket list ideas. And it's like paint a painting, do a week-long digital detox, go vegetarian for 1 month, get a tattoo,
hold on,
dye your and I'm Perry is so unique, actually. Unique bucket list completed. Yeah, and it's actually not unique at all. And what else? Ah, yeah, and this, I don't know what the name of this list, but maybe it's still unique. And the 21st point at this list is learn how to code. And I should send it to Ferrier. It's definitely his bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah, and at the end of this topic, I want to say that the last part of this crazy list of lists, actually. Yeah, and this part called more bucket list ideas. And there are only five points, like more ideas, yeah. First, be content with the present moment, then enjoy all your experience, blah, 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 blah. And the last, don't worry so much about the future. And,
just let it go.
I think, yeah, it's just let it go. I literally want to say this. Yeah. Thank you, bucket list idea. I think I don't worry so much about all this list too.
I just have an idea that the last point of each bucket list should be to create another bucket list, and you'll never end. Just a recursion.
Yeah, but I think the idea of bucket list is not the make the right order, like first, second. You can mark it like in different order, like make
it depends.
And okay, for me it's not actually so important, I think. But yeah, maybe it should. And in my point of view, yeah, in every list I have this point, like make new bucket list, and I'm always do only this point because I'm not care about order. I'm just okay. Let's go one more.
And you like, you know, this GIF, it's a scene from the series in California, there is Always Sunny.
Yeah,
a crazy plan.
Always Sunny in California. Yeah.
Pepe on the wall, and there is like a lot of bucket lists.
Yeah, that's me.
We should attach it to show notes.
Okay.
All right. That was really interesting. Never thought about bucket list. And I think, I'll create one. Awesome. So let's now go to my topic. Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah. Well, a bit pre-history of my topic is that I work in a big corporation, IT corporation, and our company...
Really?
Yes, I'm so cool, man. So smart. And our company, they kind of lend developers to other companies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they like make profit from the difference that other companies pay and our salaries. So, for example, the company I work in, they could lend me to Google. Yeah, and I will work on some project in Google because they don't have people for some particular project or particular specialist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so currently...
And you kind of outsource team, yeah?
Yes, basically it's an outsourcing company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The company I work in. Yeah, and now I'm on an English project. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. this project is going to let me go at the end of the month. Yeah.
But they still working. They continue their project.
Yes. Other developers will have more work to do.
Okay.
And this project, like almost every project, I guess, have its own product owner. Product owner mm-hmm. is a person from, not from my company, but from...
Own product.
Own
logic,
product.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this person usually from the other company, yeah,
mm-hmm.
they own product that developers develop. And my product owner is super awesome because he scheduled a call with me when he found out that it was decided to let me go. Yeah, and he said that I was cool, blah, blah, blah. It was super pleasant for me.
It was decided to let you go.
It wasn't his decision, I hope, you know.
No, this description of the situation is so, I don't know, romantic maybe. They were decided to let you go.
I think it's the usual thing that people in corporations say, then they fire you. God bless, I'm not fired yet from my company, just from project.
Okay.
And I hope I'll find another project. Anyway.
Okay, they may be like, we get rid of you. You're so, I don't know.
You're so smart and beautiful
cool.
for us. Yeah. And you have
okay.
a voice
Sorry,
that
continue.
We can comprehend.
Afford it.
Yes. That's true. I think this is the reason they just can't afford such great person as me. Anyway, we were chatting with this guy. And he said that he was chosen to participate as a juror. There is jury trials. Jury is the people in court that decide is a like person guilty or not.
Yeah.
So, for example, somebody stole somebody's car. Yeah, he was caught. And there is a court, there is advocate who is protecting this guy or woman.
Mm-hmm.
There is a prosecutor who tried to put this person into the jail behind the bars. And there is 12 people who decide is this person guilty or not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was summoned as a juror. The word is awesome. Yeah, the jury and juror.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? For me, I was really surprised that they just sent you a letter, yeah, and you obliged, you have to come, yeah, and
yeah.
he was sick with COVID, yeah, and he mm-hmm. was hoping to try to avoid going to the jury
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Service, because his friend, first of all, he's sick, and also he mm-hmm. had an invitation to a wedding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
He has a lot of invitation. he's popular, super popular one.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a really cool guy. And yeah, so...
your call, actually.
By the way, he called me at 8 a.m. his local time. Man, uh-huh. he's rock, you know?
Yeah, I know. I'm not ready.
Just because he's British. All British people are awesome.
Yeah, well, but I have the same local time like they, and I'm not ready to talk with you at 8 a.m.
I know, Claudia.
Sorry, but not strong enough.
You're not British yet. When you're yes. British, it's going to be much easier for you.
Okay. Yeah, so...
yeah, I've made the research, as always. And mm-hmm. this is really fascinates me, because this jury service in the UK, it has...
It sorry, starts sorry, from... sorry. Yeah. It's so fun, because right now, I'm... we already told about this, because I literally have a story for everything, and actually I have a story for this topic too from my real life, and for me right now it's so fun because I'm literally have something to say. Like, yeah, I know this. Oh, yeah, I have this experience. Or right now, I really can't stop laughing. Sorry, I know that it's serious, but I have something to say. But I wait. Sorry.
I don't let you say anything, Claudia. Sorry. Maybe the next time. Yeah, so it began like in medieval times. So this thing is old as, I don't know, old Britain, I guess.
Okay.
And the process is that you get a letter into your mailbox. Not email box, but mailbox. Just mailbox.
I know. I really know it.
You and know. In Russia, the our same. Our listeners, do they know? I don't know. If you know, just stop listening to this podcast. Unfollow us, block us, and just live your life in peace.
If I will be listening it on Spotify, I should unfollow us.
Yes, of course.
Because I know.
Yes. Okay. Not you, but they. I don't know. Anyway, you receive a letter, and you need to either send confirmation or send some reasons to be excused. Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually, I think you should. It's not just you need.
Sorry, what?
I think it's you should. It's not just you need to send information. I think it's kind of rule. No, you should answer.
Need to this. Is more stronger than should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think, okay, I'm like...
There is gradation is should. Then need to have to, and then must.
Need to have to.
Okay, yeah. Here you must, because it's a law.
Yeah, I think I mean something like this.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, because it's a rules. I want to say that
you're right, as always. Thanks.
Or I'm kind of so, my language level so high.
So I'm high. So much cool. Higher than everybody else.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you need to send, you have to, you must send a confirmation. And if you're sick, or you have a wedding, or your relative died, you're not just excused, but you need to provide other dates to be a juror the next time. On specified date, you get to court, you go through security, the court staff will guide you through the jury area.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the jurors, they get into a room, they show a video, yeah, because not all people knows what it's like to be a juror,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they select...
Yeah, it's like the training, yeah?
Yes, but it's mm-hmm. like for 1 hour, I guess, or two. Then they, I believe, select 15 people, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a selection from these 15 people, only 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, I think advocates and prosecutors, they ask questions of these people. And like some people maybe some kind of relate to the person who allegedly committed a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they just unpleasant people, I don't know. So from 15 people, they choose only 12. And these 12 people mm-hmm. will be in trial. They will take into consideration all the evidence. And in the end, they get their verdict, their decision, and the person either free to go or put to the jail.
Yeah, but not actually put at jail. If this group said that he's guilty, it means the judge should make a list of what happened next. Like the he goes to jail or he pay money for the. It's not the people choose what the
They just choose consequences. Is he or she guilty or not?
Yeah.
It's not.
And for how long?
Judge who decides.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's kind of normal process, I think. But what surprised me the most is who can be a juror.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who can be a juror?
I have some experience and that situation it was actually my mom was in this situation and she has this experience
in the UK. We talk only about UK, Claudia, not
what... I don't know, of course I don't know what the rules in UK.
Okay,
yeah,
it's people from 8 who is older or equals 18 years old,
mm-hmm.
or less than 75, I guess, or 65, I don't mm-hmm. remember.
Okay,
they mm-hmm. never been to jail, yeah, they don't have history of being judged, and that's all.
Mm. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Actually. For me, when I heard about it, it was really strange and maybe quite shocked me because mm-hmm. it looks like lottery, yeah, and it's the huge random machine that just you.
Yes, that's
and I'm. It can happen with anyone. And my mom said, yeah, it's just like my civic duty, yeah, how it calls.
Civil duty, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm okay, it's actually not so bad. But
in the UK, you also need to be registered as a voter. Yeah, person who mm-hmm, decides mm-hmm, who mm-hmm, become mm-hmm, a mm-hmm.
Yeah,
president
yeah.
or choose yeah, to parliament. Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to be in the system in any way.
Yes.
And they, okay, for example, this system.
And also you need to live in the UK for at least 13 years. So you even you don't need to have a citizenship.
Citizenship, yeah.
Well, that's okay. But 18 years old, I can't imagine. Like currently, in my company, I can conduct interviews, for people who want to become a part of our company, ask them technical questions and give a feedback and decide whether they okay to be a part of our company or not. And for me, that's crazy. It's so much power. I don't know. I don't want to decide for this person. Yeah. Maybe I'm afraid to be biased to the person. But here, it's much worse. You decide whether this person should be convinced like guilty or not.
But who should? I think this this system, it's made like for everyone, and it's like everyone should understand their responsibility, or to be response for, I don't know, their your decision. And it's not there only the governments, and they make all decision, and the people, they have no power. It's the people, is the part of the government, the part of the system, the judge system, the, and it's all about real people. And even, I don't know, this all lawyers, all this fear, they people too, just the people. And I think this system is kind of shows you that it's not the, I don't know, the computer make a final decision. Like, only it can. Oh,
I would like if this computer would make a decision, because people, they,
yeah, maybe,
they have prejudice.
Maybe we, yeah, maybe we kind of near this era. But you already said that this system created so many years ago, like mid-century. Yeah. And and it's still people, and just people make bad things. Other people can, I don't know, take their opinion on these bad things. And actually, it's not only you. It's not the system when you just receive a letter and you, only you, should say, is he guilty or no? It's random group, but it's still group. Okay, it's not 100 person, but it's 10, 12. It's, yeah, it's, I think actually it's really cool idea, and how it works, and how it, from what details it consists of. And yeah, I think it's really interesting.
From my perspective, it's crazy if it's completely random. Yeah, if it's not completely random, this is might be a good idea, I agree. But if it's completely random, that's a bad thing. Because, for example, what if system decides that in at that day only like people 18 to 20 years old will become a juror for a particular case? They don't have like much of an experience maybe in their life, so,
but they already know what's bad, what's good.
Who knows? People are different, Claudia. There are people who don't know what is bad and what is good.
Okay, I think it's really the completely random, but the percent of like probability, the chance of all of this group will be 18 years old, or all of them will be
racist.
I don't know. Yeah, it's really so small, because you choose not only.
It doesn't matter if it's small. If there is a chance, I don't want to be a part of this system, you know? Because you can be, for some reason, like wrongly allegedly blamed for some case, and all the stars creates this pattern, and in that day juror decides that you are what is wrong, what is worth, they blame you, okay, they decide that you can committed this crime, but you didn't do that. Anyway, it's the system in the UK. I was super surprised. For example, in Germany, it's just the head of court decides who guilty or not. And maybe from one point that's bad, because all power in the hands of one man, or one person.
Yeah, and in Germany, there are no these jury...
No jury service.
At
no
all?
Jury courts, yes.
Like, there are no...
No.
Okay. Even in Russia, there are some, I don't know, stories when works with juries, some only with court.
In Germany, it's a special person who is specially trained. He is a lawyer, and he has some experience, and he or she, I don't know, this person decides who is guilty or not. And there is, in every system, there are flaws, because it's people, and people have flaws, so.
Yeah, that's... but you said that if there is any chance that this probability of, I don't know, this situation that you can't agree with, if there are any probability, you do not want to be a part of this system.
Yep.
Okay, because I really believe in the system, and I think the system is great. The rules, I'm really into this, and I have some problems with this idea in my home country, because there are some system, but I can't believe in it actually. But in general, I really want to be a part of system. Of course, every system has an errors, some, like the cons, some things, and there are always, we have some probability of bad final or something like this.
Bad decisions.
But I'm really think that this is the best way. We can discuss the rules into the system. We can, I don't know, protest or be against of some things, but we should work on it inside of the system. It's not like, this is a system, this is me, I do not want to be a part of it. I think we should be a part of it, and we should work on it inside of, not just, this is me, this is the system, drop the mic, bye.
Like, I said that I want to be a part of this system, not a system, not like
any.
Some general system, but a system where the court, and decisions in court, I decided by some people I don't know, and a people who possibly even don't have a degree, a university degree, or even a school degree. And
I know, but what this mean that you do not want to be a part of this system? For example, you...
I don't want to live in the UK.
Yeah, and you do not work on it. You do not, I don't know, vote for something. You do not make, I don't know, the... how it calls on the like change.org when you petition, make a petition about this or something like this. You just, I want to move.
Not move. I don't want to go to the UK and live in the UK because of this. Were a UK citizen, maybe I would be thinking like differently. But now I think that this system is not for me.
It's too crazy. Okay, but and you like, for example, Germany is way more clear for you.
Only in this particular situation. This case. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, but you know that
from my perspective, in Germany it's a plus, in the UK it's a minus.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But there are a long list of different, I don't know, topics of what is important for you in your country. It's like your dream country or something like this.
Okay.
And you have a list. Again, today we talk about list, like list, pros and cons. I think there is always compromise. It's not like 100% only plus.
Yes, Claudia, I just wanna finish this talk because I understand that saying that I made a wrong decision because it was about court system, not in any country, but in the UK. And I'm ready to talk with you about that later, but not right now.
I actually do not care what the system is. I'm just like to say my own opinion, and I'm always right, and I want to something like this because I'm Aries.
Okay, anyway, we are running out of time. So that's been it so about the system in the UK. I'll attach some links to videos on YouTube where people share their experience being jurors in the UK. And you can see those people by yourself and decide for your own would be okay living in the UK or not. And now...
I attach a link to the episode of Scrubs. I think it's the same importance.
Yes, okay. I'll cut this phrase and just paste it to the your part, your topic of discussion. So you'll find everything what you need to find in the show notes. And now we are going to takes. Claudia, tell me please, what's your take?
Yeah, okay. Today I want to say that candles is not so dangerous. Actually, you know, the candle, fire, this.
Yes.
Sometimes I notice a lot of worry, anxiety, about fire and candles, which turn on. I don't know, I think it's not so serious. Sometimes I even sleeping with lit candles. I mean...
Holy moly, Claudia.
I mean, we need the to talk small seriously ones. About that. I mean, the small ones or in a big safety candlestick. Yeah, this thing for a candle.
Okay.
It's not so big problem. I really like fire and candles, and it's not a real bonfire or even fireplace. It's just a small thing with a good smell. And it's not so dangerous.
Okay. Everything just burns inside my mind because I'm fully disagree. Like, I think this is the topic for our entire friendship where I hate you, Claudia, you know?
Really?
Because fire is super dangerous, yeah? And you should
but
know
it's
about
not
that.
A real fire.
You
it's
almost,
like a...
You've almost been burnt like while sleeping. Yeah, of course it was because of another person at the top floor, and because he was smoking and drunk. But anyway, it's a fire. You have a wooden floor. Claudia, no, I can't disagree more. Fire, especially when you're sleeping or not at home, it's super dangerous.
I'm at home. I'm sleeping at home.
No, I mean, I said that if you're sleeping
it was
or not at home.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Not at home, no, because I like to spend time with candles. It's not the candles for my home. It's candles for me.
It's just a waste of candles.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. I got it. I know. And everyone talking about this. But I think it's not so dangerous. This is my take.
All right. Awesome take. Thanks, Claudia.
Thank you. What about you? What's your take for today?
My take for today. Alcohol-free beer is awesome. But not the taste of it, of course. Yeah, but the fact that it's without alcohol. So you can spend time with people who drink regular beer, for example, yeah, but also have this experience of having a tall glass, beer, yeah, and just having a nice time, but without getting drunk.
Yeah, okay. I'm agree, but actually, no, it's not. What you say that it's not about taste, it's about atmosphere, yeah?
Yes.
But you can, I don't know, drink a sparkling water. Well, what's the difference? It's why you need this beer, which you choose not about taste. It's the
same. It would be basically the same, but when you are at the bar, for example, yeah, mm-hmm. there is high chance that they have non-alcoholic beer than sparkling water.
No.
And
no, I think they have okay. water, they like, have a Coke, they have a...
It's not about sparkling water. It's about beer being non-alcoholic, you know? And the great thing, my take, that it exists, yeah? So
mm-hmm.
I guess you think that we either should it being removed because there are a lot of like Pepsi Cola or sparkling water, yes, yeah, some non-alcoholic drinks. But I think that non-alcoholic beer is awesome, yeah? And it's kind of having the same taste, and maybe as you drank before beer, you mm-hmm. may be like mentally drunk, but not mm-hmm. physically, you know? That mm-hmm. you have this... you remember this feeling and you might be drunk, but like placebo drunk.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, I know.
But you don't have any alcohol related.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it. Things. I got it. And I agree with the part that you can spend time without alcohol and still catch the atmosphere. This mm-hmm. is really a cool part. I agree. But the free alcoholic drinks, like wine and beer, like 0% of alcohol, is overrated. They usually, it usually has awful taste, really worse than the normal alcoholic analogs. It's usually have a bigger price than other non-alcoholic drinks.
No,
and
can't agree.
You think
if we are talking about wine, maybe, but beer is never expensive, more expensive than regular beer.
I mean, it's way more expensive than other non-alcoholic drinks. I said this. Oh,
okay, sorry. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, and yeah, but it's just my thoughts. Yeah, but it's cool take. Yeah, I think our takes it's needs more time for discussion, but we has no time.
Tuesday. Yeah.
It's Tuesday. Because
now we are going to giraffes and marshmallows.
Yeah. So we already talked about movies, and today I mentioned one of my favorite series. And so, I guess I know your favorite one. And my question is, what do you prefer, Perio? never, never watch Office, the show, The Office.
The American one.
The American one, yeah. Or watching at least one episode a day till the end of your life. Like,
I must watch every day.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, yeah. Never watch, I mean that you delete all information about this serials from your mind. And you can hear about it, but you can't feel it, can't watch it.
Okay, if I don't watch one episode a day, what, will I die or what?
I don't know, you just can't. I don't know, you just woke up and then episode starts. Or before you sleep, it's you can cancel it. You can skip it.
Yeah.
It just happens.
I'll choose watch every day at least one, not at least, but one episode, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't do that to the John Krasinski and Steve Carell. I just can't.
Yeah. Live without them.
Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks.
Great
Claudia,
choice.
There is a theory that there are infinite quantity of parallel realities.
Mm-hmm.
If you could visit one of them, which one would you choose?
I hope it will be my reality one day.
Okay.
But I want to just visit, just to check how it
how it's gonna be
for right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want to, right now, I want to visit this reality where I am the super pooper cool girl, little bit more than I am now, little bit more, and I am the friend of, I don't know, Kanye West, Tyler the Creator, Fred again, I don't know, the British Queen when she's still alive. And I'm like the friend of everyone who I think cool.
Okay, I got it.
This reality. I think it's kind of my future, but without the queen.
But with the king.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he's cool enough for me.
Not yet.
She was. He has super strange fingers, and it's kind of problem. Sorry.
Okay. That's take for another round. Well, yeah. I guess we can close this podcast. Thanks for listening, dear listeners.
This episode, thank you, or in general, we can close like all our show or just this episode. Please,
just
no.
This episode, Claudia. Not yet.
I'm really nervous. Yeah, I really like it today. It was really interesting and still fun. And I'm really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening again. Thank you, Claudia. Thank you, me. And see you in the next one.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, everyone who, I don't know, everyone. If you're here, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.